What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 492. In this episode, I'll discuss the CDC guideline for disinfection and sterilization in healthcare facilities and how it may pertain to unused and unopened medications that have been in COVID-19 patient rooms. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode492. Avoiding bringing medications into rooms with COVID-19 patients until they're ready to be used is the best way to prevent unnecessary medication waste. However, a common question pharmacists are faced with answering in the current setting of a pandemic and possible increasing medication shortages is, do unused and unopened medications that have been in COVID-19 patient rooms need to be discarded? There does not appear to be an explicit answer in any CDC or other guideline to this question, at least not that I could find. However, the CDC guideline for disinfection and sterilization in healthcare facilities should apply to unused and unopened medications. The CDC breaks down items into three categories: critical items, those that enter the patient's tissues or vascular system; semi-critical items, those that come into contact with mucous membranes or non-intact skin; and non-critical items, those that come into contact with intact skin. Based on these three categories, unused and unopened medications appear to be non-critical items. CDC guidelines state that these non-critical items may be cleaned with a low or intermediate disinfectant such as alcohol or bleach in the appropriate concentration. The same guidelines recommend the use of gloves when disinfecting non-critical items. While there are no specific guideline recommendations, it would seem prudent to discard any medication that cannot be disinfected in this manner. Rather than making a unilateral decision on how to handle unused and unopened medications that have been in COVID-19 patient rooms, it's essential to involve your local infection control department in the decision process. Application of these CDC guidelines could eliminate unnecessary medication waste and alleviate or avoid potential medication shortages. To access my free download area with 20 different resources to help you in your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.